Hello, network marketing professional. My name is Tim Sales. My intention with this training pack named Professional Inviter Abridged is to briefly teach you the necessary skills or increase your skills at inviting people to look at your network marketing business. The word abridged means to shorten the length of. So this version is taken from a longer, more in-depth version called Professional Inviter. Inviting is the ability to ask someone to do something. You invite someone to go to dinner. You invite someone to play golf. And you invite someone to look at some information such as a video or website. In total, what you need to know to be successful in network marketing is first, how to invite your prospect to look at your business. Second, how to present it to them. And third, how to effectively train those who want to pursue the business. Invite, present, and train are the three main subjects that make up the whole business. Although I say you need to know all three of these subjects, there is nothing more important in network marketing than inviting. See, if you can invite well, you can get your prospects in front of good presenters like your upline and good presentation tools like audios and videos, websites, things like that. But if you can't invite well, you'll have a tough time in network marketing. Therefore, the information in this training pack is critical to your success. Every company has a system for doing the business. By system, I mean the sequence or steps to introduce a prospect to the business. However, I have observed that only those who have good communication skills can effectively do the business and get results. This package is not a system, but a way to increase your ability to communicate so that whichever system you use, you'll have success with it. I'm not going to go into my personal background in great detail. What you can feel confident about is that I know what you need to know. I've made millions and millions of dollars in network marketing, and I continue to earn a large passive residual income right now. Not only do I know it, but I can teach it, which is not always the case. Many successful networkers just don't know how to teach what they do. Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player, scores shot after shot, but when asked how does he do it, he can only answer, look at the basket and throw the ball. And I've witnessed the same occurrence when talking to people who are effective at calling prospects. Very often when someone asks an upline who's very good at calling prospects, how do you do it? He or she will simply answer, I just call people. Well, it took someone who didn't bother learning how to communicate at an early age, then decided he really needed and wanted to know how to, and then perfected that communication specifically for the network marketing industry to put a package like this together. And I remember very well how I learned it. That's what I'm here to pass on to you. So let's start. I'm going to begin Professional Inviter Abridged by explaining to you what your job as a network marketing professional is so you truly know the basics. The only reason someone will pay money for anything is that they believe it will make their life better. That's the starting point of any business. If you make someone's life better, they will exchange money for it. Don't ever confuse business with anything else. Business is not making money. Business is not marketing, and it's not sales. Business may contain making money, it may contain marketing and sales, but the basics of business is making people's lives better. That's the only business there is. What's next? Well, you must find people who want their lives better. How do you find those people? Why, you must promote. The definition of the word promote means to make known. So you have to make it known how your business can make people's life better. You do that by getting out there and communicating with people. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where you don't have enough prospects, customers, or distributors, what do? Promote. To the degree you promote is the degree you will have prospects. If you are the communicator of a product or service for your network marketing company, are you a salesperson or a communicator? My personal view on the subject is that everyone is in sales in one way or another. A person sells their boss on keeping them. A husband sells his wife on staying with him. A dog owner sells his dog to sit, and a parent sells his or her kids on doing their homework. We're all in sales, or we're all communicators, which way you want to say it, but it's the same. Most people have never looked at it that way, though. Now, let me ask you a question that is very important. Are these concepts that I just shared with you skills that one is born with, or did they learn and develop them? With that question in your mind, let me give you the definition of the word skill. It means a developed talent or ability. Communication is absolutely not a skill one is born with. A person is not born a natural or a gifted or blessed communicator. Whether you're talking about a riveting public speaker or a child trying to convince his mom to buy his favorite cereal, if you doubt this, listen to the communication skills of any infant. Every single baby had to learn the words dada and mama, just like you. So I hope you can see that you basically can succeed to the degree that you can communicate and that you can learn to communicate effectively. The better you can communicate, the more successful you will be in every area of your life. Please allow me to draw your attention to something. Most people think of communication as a person talking to another. But isn't a handshake communication? Of course. Isn't nodding your head a communication? Of course. Isn't eyebrow movement communication? Of course. Aren't the very clothes you wear communication? How about bad breath? Isn't that a communication? You bet it is. Have someone who's been smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee exhale in your face, and it's just about as strong of a communication as you can receive. Isn't not communicating a communication? Sure it is. Picture two people arguing. One person turns around and walks off mad. What did that person communicate? That they didn't want to talk to you. I'm bringing these points to your attention because you probably heard the statement that communication isn't what you say, but how you say it. When you've been in contact with a great communicator, there were some qualities that you felt from them. It was more than the words they said. It was what was being communicated in addition to the words. By the way, this is different than feeling someone was slick, polished, or dynamic. A good communicator causes you to feel things like unique, special, valuable, and listened to. So just where do you learn the how you say it part? The package you have in your hand. I have trained distributors who use the exact scripts I use, but they were not able to get the same results. It occurred to me that there was something else at work. That's when I discovered and refined what I've named the 10 communication qualities. These 10 communication qualities give you a better communication with your prospects. Your prospects will feel listened to, will feel their needs and wants are important. These qualities are in no way manipulative tactics attempting to persuade your prospects against their will or knowledge. I recommend you not just listen to these qualities and think, that's good or that's true, but rather master these points and use them daily with every communication you have, even with people you're not prospecting. Here are the 10 communication qualities. Number one, be interested in the prospect. The first and foremost quality is that you must be interested in your prospect. Earlier I said that business is about making someone's life better. You have to be interested in your prospect in order to find out how and if you can make their life better. Let me give you an example of being interested in your prospect. You're talking to someone and they say, I have a daughter. If you're interested in this person, you will say, oh, how old is she? What is her name? Ah, what grade is she in? What kinds of things is she interested in? In contrast, here's what someone does if they're trying to be interesting to their prospect. Notice the difference between interested and interesting. They're very different. A prospect says, I have a daughter. A person trying to be interesting says, oh yeah, I also have a daughter. She's 11 years old. She just now started middle school. Oh my, she is so much work, but it's really worth it. She's just now getting interested in boys. See, the person trying to be interesting will take every subject and try to put the spotlight on him or herself, which is not good if you want to be a good communicator. So the first and most important quality of being a great communicator is that you are interested in your prospect. If you fully know this one quality well, the rest of the 9 qualities seem like they're just an extension of this one. So learn this one well. Number 2, do not be distracted by anything. The second quality that you probably noticed about a great communicator you've been around is that they weren't distracted by anything. There could have been 20 people standing around this person and they wouldn't have noticed any of them. Nothing is more annoying to someone than speaking with a person who is distracted by something going on in his or her environment. Whether it's a TV that distracts them, or a person walking by, or a person reading or answering an email while talking to you, or a person on the phone clicking over on call waiting to see who is calling them, anything other than 100% interest in your prospect is not acceptable. So number 2 is don't be distracted by anything in the environment. Number 3, have a sincere, friendly facial expression. This third quality means to maintain comfortable eye contact with a sincere, friendly facial expression. This doesn't mean you bore holes through your prospect. Sometimes people will read or hear about the importance of eye contact, and they will take this to an extreme that makes the prospect feel intimidated. Just be comfortable with your prospect and maintain a comfortable eye contact with a sincere, friendly facial expression. Number 4, use the correct amount of assertiveness. The fourth quality is that your communication uses the correct quantity of assertiveness. Assert means to put forth boldly or forcefully in an effort to make an opinion known. You can assert your opinion about your business or product too much, which causes the prospect to back away from your ideas. You can assert questions too repetitively and cause your prospect to feel interrogated. You can assert not enough and cause the prospect to feel it's not important. Same with volume. If your prospect can't hear you, your communication is worthless. If you talk really loudly so that everyone in the restaurant can also hear you, it's too much assertiveness. If you've ever observed people who assert themselves too forcefully, their prospect physically backs up. Well, that's obviously way too much assertiveness. Why? Because if your intent is to have them adopt your ideas, then do only that which causes them to see your ideas favorably. If they back away from it, that's going against your intention, so it's too much assertiveness. Asserting too much is the major reason friends and family hide from network marketers. If you were to envision a scale or a ladder, at the top would be your prospect being enthusiastic about your idea. The next step down would be the prospect is interested. The next step down would be neutral. The prospect isn't for it nor against it. The next step down would be opposition. The prospect is opposed to the whole business or something in it. The next step down would be leaning back. The prospect is trying to get away from you or what you're saying. And the bottom of the ladder is hiding. The prospect is so opposed or so annoyed with your assertiveness that they hide from you. Now, there is no set level of assertiveness because it changes from prospect to prospect. So the only way for you to have the correct amount of assertiveness is always having a third eye, watching the prospect's reaction to what you're saying. Sometimes a person can be neutral on a subject, but the amount of force is so great that they get pushed down the ladder to opposition or leaning back and not wanting to hear anything more about it. Again, force does not have to mean volume. People often think of loudness or in-your-face type of things, but a soft question that is objectionable to the prospect is just as forceful to that prospect as someone screaming. That's why you have to have your third eye watching the effect you're having on the person. In network marketing, I see this often. People make fun of people who have a job. This is too much assertiveness and does not achieve the desired result. The correct amount of assertiveness educates or shares the concept or idea without making prospects feel like they're getting a lecture or being preached to or that they did anything wrong. Let them come to that conclusion on their own. In conclusion, using the correct amount of assertiveness is the key to having charisma, charm, and that magnetism that causes people to want to hear what you have to say. This quality is very important, which is the reason I spent so much time on it. Number 5, communicate easily. The fifth communication quality is to communicate easily. No tension, strain, fakeness, sounding rehearsed, stuttering, or hesitating. This is the quality that most people think is the mark of a good communicator, and it is part of it, but it's only one of the qualities. When you communicate with your prospect, try not to have tension or strain. Where might this tension or strain come from? It might come from your fear that they're not going to accept what you say. It might come from not being prepared, so you're not sure what information you should present, which can cause tension or strain in the conversation. Also, don't sound fake or sound like you've rehearsed what you're saying. This is such a turnoff for people. People sound fake when they use a lot of fluff words like awesome, incredible, unbelievable, fabulous, wonderful, special, state of the art. These types of adjectives demonstrate a clear bias on your part. I'm not suggesting you be a boring communicator. By all means, be excited. But you don't have to use fluff or puff words to describe your excitement, as they normally indicate a cover-up of real content. If you're excited, you can say why you're excited. You're not excited because it's totally awesome. You're not excited because the products are special. You're excited because the product or service has given you something you wanted or needed. Say that. Number 6, make sure your body doesn't distract the prospect. The sixth quality is to not have your appearance and bodily scent distract the prospect. There was a survey done at the end of a very large trade show. People who were walking out of the trade show were asked a series of questions about that trade show. Think about the money companies invest in trade shows. The rental booths cost a lot of money. The travel, the display materials, and their employees and sales reps. With all those expenses, to the question, what's the number one reason you didn't buy today? Guess what the answer was? The sales rep's bad breath. The prospects didn't say the number one reason they didn't buy was because of a poor presentation or that the event wasn't exciting or anything else. The number one reason was bad breath. This also goes for perfume and cologne. You may think your perfume makes you smell like a flower, but to some you smell like bug spray. You may even get compliments from some people. That doesn't mean your specific prospect is going to love it. People who wear perfume first put a dab on, and over time their nose becomes less sensitive to it. Then they put two dabs, then three, and pretty soon you can smell those people coming in the room. Not when they walk past you or when you're close to them, but when they enter the room. If this scent is something that prospects don't like, they will be backing up, trying to get away from you. The whole point with this one is whether it distracts the prospect. This also goes for dress. Dress professionally. Ladies, if you have a beautiful body that you like to show off, great. But I don't recommend it with prospects or distributors. Your body may get more of their attention than your business. The reason you're there is to be interested in them, not to have them be interested in your body. Now, I know what everyone thinks when I say that, but people buy you, not the business or the product. This statement is very true. But what about you do they buy? In network marketing, they buy your ability to help them get what they need or want as it relates to your business or product. If you have a beautiful body and they join the business because they like looking at you, you will have a heck of a time trying to get them to focus on the business. When you've concluded your business for the day and you want to dress up sexily and wear perfume, great. But keep business and personal separate. Your dress code should be appropriate for the situation and the others present. In business presentations, suits work the best. At in-home meetings, nice button-down shirts or polo shirts with slacks work the best. The rule of thumb is dress as nicely as the nicest dressed guests. Also, refrain from nervous behaviors while around your prospect, like tapping your feet and fingers, playing with your hair, answering your cell phone, chewing gum. Basically, anything that causes your prospect's attention to be focused on those behaviors instead of how you can make his or her life better. Number 7, tell the truth. The 7th quality is to tell the truth. I know it should go without saying, but I have to say it because it is a communication quality that can become a real problem. If you don't know what your upline earns, don't say what you think it is. If through rumor you've heard it's X amount, don't repeat that. Say nothing you don't know is absolutely true. The other part of tell the truth is to keep your word once given. If you say you will be at the meeting at 6:45, be there. No excuses, just be there. If you say you're going to help someone, help them. Keep your word. If for some reason you're unable to keep your word, make it up to that person. Do something that makes it up to them in abundance to what you should have normally done. Number 8, know what you're talking about. The 8th quality is know what you're talking about. You need to have a clear understanding of what you're communicating. Prospects really appreciate and admire those who know their business and give exact, truthful answers. So know your business. If you're new and you don't know an answer to something asked, be truthful and tell them that you don't know but will get them the answer. And really do that. Number 9, communicate at the prospect's level. The 9th quality to being a good communicator is that you need to use only words that your prospect understands. People who are great communicators possess this trait. If you use a group of esoteric terms, the word esoteric means intended for or understood by only a particular group. So if you use a group of esoteric terms that your prospect doesn't know, then you're going to have partial or no communication. An example of this, and gosh, I've heard this so many times, might be that in describing how a person makes money with the compensation plan, you would use acronyms or words that are not common everyday words, like, once you qualify as an LP2, you'll get an extra 10%, and then when you achieve the double backflip level, you'll get 5% more on your 5th level of everyone who is an eagle in your group. It's ridiculous to hear this sometimes. It completely alienates your prospect or new person. You have to communicate with words that are in the prospect's vocabulary. If you really think about it, a dictionary merely describes an unknown word with words already in a person's vocabulary. That's the reason there are different levels of dictionaries: children's dictionaries, collegiate dictionaries, medical dictionaries, and so forth. So always communicate at the prospect's level. Number 10, have the intention to make the person's life better. In inviting someone to do something, your intention needs to be focused on the correct thing. The definition of the word intention is an aim that guides action. You could flip that around and also say that all actions you've ever done, meaning in the past, were preceded by an intention. Intention comes first, followed by actions. It's never the other way around. If your intention is correct, then your actions will be correct. When it comes to inviting someone to look at your network marketing business, your intention prior to the call and during and as long as you know this person should be to make that person's life better. If that is your aim, truly your aim, then everything you do will be towards that goal, and it will be obvious to the prospect. If your aim is to make money, then everything you do will be towards that, and that will be obvious to the prospect as well. Recently, I was working with a lady who had been working to get a large client. Everything was going well, and then the client revealed that someone else was also trying to get his account. This freaked her out. She suddenly went from the aim to making the client's life better to the aim of beating out this competitor. That became her dominant thought. I told her to go write down every negative thought she was having. Then from the intention of making the client's life better, work out how she would make that client's life better. She did this and won the client. So my point in communication quality number 10 is to make sure your intention is worked out and focused on the correct thing. And the correct intention is to make someone's life better. Show me someone who is focused on making money, and I'll show you a tired, worn out, broke person because they're trying to receive before they give. And I'm not suggesting this person isn't working their full head off trying to make money. I'm clearly stating that they won't be able to because they're focused on the receiving side of the equation instead of the serving side. People think that by working hard, they're giving. Nope. Not until someone's life is actually better do you get paid for your hard work.